there's a 50% chance of reaching 1453.7. Last year, they were down to 1451.4. The highest we ever were was 1454.3, and overflow is at 1458. There's a 10% chance of making it to 1454.7, so that means basically 10% chance of getting back to where we were at its highest. The National Weather Service guy said the critical thing for this year is how dry it is up in Devil's Lake, how much storage there is in the dry fields and also in the wetlands. And if they continue to be, you know, able to soak in, the damage is going to be a lot worse. His also comment was that we're looking at a cooler, wetter summer in general, and that we may be in a cooler, wetter period for like 10 or 15 years longer. And then the thing that everybody worries about, of course, is that we have a sudden, isolated, heavy rainfall. Good news on the higher water flow is that the water quality is better. The river's sulfate levels have dropped from over 750 down to 200. So now we're back in the scene where the water quality is better, but of course we've got a lot of water. So for us down here, if they can start running the outlets, it means that our water flow is going to be pretty much high all summer. Their window for getting water off the lake is getting narrower all the time. That brings up the question, how high is it going to go? You know, it depends on the weather, and nobody is really willing to make any bets right now.